Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the Office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, government committed to amicable public sector pension reform negotiations. Prime Minister officially opens Royal Decameron Cornwall Beach Resort and government moving to develop national water supply policy. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness again sought to reassure public sector stakeholders that the government will work to amicably resolve any concerns they have with proposed pension scheme reforms. Mr. Holness stated that he was aware of the concerns raised by some professional groups, including teachers and police officers, adding that a cooperative approach will be taken in addressing these matters.
I'm listening to the concerns being presented by the various stakeholders. When we talk about pensions, it must be a cooperative posture. It's not something that we should divide on. And so the posture of the government will be to work towards resolution and not antagonism.
Mr. Holness was speaking at Sagicor Group Jamaica Limited's Pension Investment Seminar at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston last Tuesday. The Prime Minister last week also officially opened the 146-room Royal Decameron Cornwall Beach Resort in Montego Bay, St. James, bringing the company's room count in Jamaica to 521. The new property adds to the 144 rooms at the Royal Decameron Montego Bay and 231 at the Royal Decameron Runaway Bay in St. Anne. The three resorts provide direct employment for some 650 Jamaicans. Mr. Holness says the government welcomes the investment in keeping with the economic growth and job creation strategy.
When the economy grows, the benefit for the people is jobs. And tourism is one of those sectors in the economy that guarantees jobs when it expands.
Prime Minister Holness also urged tourism stakeholders in Montego Bay to work together to upgrade the infrastructure in the second city. He outlined that comprehensive development and upgrading of Montego Bay's infrastructure must take place in order for the city to take advantage of the tourism opportunities set to come on stream over the next few years. Accomplishing this, he says, will require strategic and proactive planning among the sector's stakeholders, noting that major attention must be paid to the development and improvement of the popular hip strip on Gloucester Avenue.
It will require the stakeholders, including the minister, the members of parliament, the local government, the owners and developers, including the owners of properties who may not see the necessity of using those properties in a strategic development thrust, to come together as Team Jamaica to build a tourism product that will last for the next 50 years.
In the meantime, the government is to develop a policy framework to facilitate adequate and reliable water supply for housing construction and agricultural production. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the Bay Farm Villa sewage project in St. Andrew recently, Prime Minister Holness said data has been requested from the National Water Commission, NWC, outlining areas across Jamaica where there is significant demand for housing. This, he says, is to determine how best the government can allocate state resources to provide adequate water supplies. Mr. Holness says similar measures are being considered to address water needs in the agriculture sector.
We're going to try to deal with the housing and development issues, and we're going to make a great effort to increase the number of irrigable acres available for agriculture.
The wastewater treatment facility is one of six across the corporate area, earmarked for upgrading under the Caribbean Region Fund for Wastewater Management CRU project. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly on this station.
Residents of Yalas and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Tuesday, February 28 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas. 3-day express service will be offered alongside our regular 7-day service. No cash will be accepted. You can make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Tuesday, February 28, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.